A 74-foot tree from the Chugach National Forest is lit up now on the lawn of the U.S. Capitol. APRN's Liz Ruskin spoke to the Soldotna girl who won a trip to Washington to flip the switch.
Technically, the Speaker of the House is supposed to light the Capitol Christmas tree. But as Paul Ryan pointed out, he's brand new at the post.
I've never done this before, so I'm going to need some help. And I would like Anna to come up here and help me, please, light this tree.
A little girl in a fluffy blue dress and elaborate braids came into the spotlight on the lawn to the west of the Capitol Dome. She's Anna Duvall, a 10-year-old from Soldotna.
And I'd like you to all help me by counting down, and we're going to have Anna flip the switch. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, look at that.
That's awesome. Anna earned the honor by winning an essay contest about the tree, judged by Senator Lisa Murkowski. The homeschooled fifth grader handled the media scrum after the lighting ceremony with poise beyond her years.
I was feeling very excited, and I just couldn't wait to turn it on.
Anna, her parents, and her little sister Sarah are in the midst of a whirlwind tour of Washington, courtesy of the corporate sponsors who delivered the tree 4,000 miles from the Chugach National Forest. And Anna says the fun's not over yet.
We're going to see a whole bunch more things, like some of the Smithsonian's. We haven't gone to those yet. Spy Museum.
Her mom, Shona Duvall, says it didn't come as a complete shock that Anna's entry won a statewide contest.
Anna worked so hard on her essay and draft after draft after draft after draft. And she worked so hard on it that in some ways, and it turned out so beautifully that in some ways I wasn't surprised.
Senator Murkowski says she was impressed by the symbols Anna found in the tree. Her essay says its lights represent the aurora borealis and its towering height, the mountains of the 49th state. The tree is hung with 10,000 LED lights and thousands of Alaska-made ornaments. Anna and Senator Murkowski hung the very last one themselves. Murkowski says it came from a Homer woman named Susan who was selling ornaments at a holiday bazaar. Susan told the senator she was crushed that she submitted an ornament for the Capitol tree, but for some reason it was rejected. Murkowski took matters into her own hands.
And I said, how about if I place your ornament on the tree? And so she gave me an ornament, and it is now hanging on the tree, and we took a picture of it. And Susan will know that hers is hung in a place of honor on the Capitol Christmas tree.
This is the first time the Capitol tree has come from Alaska. The trucker who brought it the whole way, John Shank of Fairbanks, watched its lighting from a special spot next to the congressional delegation, Governor Bill Walker, and Anna's family. Reporting from the U.S. Capitol, I'm Liz Ruskin.